Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
And we're getting lots of text messages and WhatsApps in on Christmas traditions. A lovely one here from Patricia. Katie, we have a beautiful homemade crib here. Our kitchen is the heart of our home. We have a light in it. My husband made it for our first married Christmas 32 years ago. We have a big crib in our front lawn and four more throughout the house. That's what Christmas is all about. That's it. So says Patricia. And I have a handmade wooden German crib, which is becoming a family heirloom. That's from Anne in Dublin 22. That sounds lovely. And a couple of texts about randies. Through my late teens and early 20s, we hunted the rand for charity and had a great time. We'd sing and dance and play music in Duhallow in North County Cork. And we have one from here in West Limerick. The rand boys go out Christmas night and St. Stephen's Day also. That's from Jim. And that's all around a particular pocket, North West Limerick, North Cork and North Kerry indeed. And indeed West Kerry. Okay, let's move on.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen.
Ah, yeah, can't beat a bit of Bing. Now, as our younger listeners will be looking to the skies to spot Santa, bigger listeners will look to the skies to try and discern the weather for the Christmas holidays and whether or not we'll be able to get that walk in. Well, here to help is Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather. Alan, what's going to be? Not white, I believe.
Not white, Katie, but it is going to be a good Christmas in terms of weather. No real weather to worry about. No storms, no wind, no rain. So it's going to be perfect weather to get the walk in or to get out and about over the Christmas period, because it will be cool, it will be dry. There'll be some good sunny spells, really, from Christmas Eve right up until New Year's Eve as high pressure settles in just very close to Ireland.
We have, obviously, have this notion of the white Christmas. We very rarely get white Christmases, do we?
Well, we actually had a number of them in the 80s and in the 90s and in 2009 and in 2010. But 2010 was the last white Christmas. So it is very much something that, you know, dreaming of. We've been dreaming of it for a number of years. We used to get one about every 7 years on average in Ireland. But really, we're 14 years in waiting, and climate change is playing its part too there, Katie, in terms of milder weather.
That must, yeah. I mean, my children were born in 2010, and obviously that was the biggest period of snow that I can remember in my lifetime. I think actually 2010 going into 2011, that December and January period. So I have to keep telling them that they have had a white Christmas. They just don't remember it. But they feel they've been very hard done by it, that they've never had this white Christmas that they see in Wham videos.
Yes, and a lot of people, you know, with younger kids that have been saying to me that their children have never seen snow around Christmas. And yeah, that's if you're younger than probably 17, 18 years, you won't have any memory of it. But, you know, at the same time, there might be a bit of frost on Christmas morning. So it might look just that little bit more festive and feel a little bit more festive, because we've had a couple of mild Christmas. And I think it really doesn't feel like Christmas when it's 13 or 14 degrees. So about 3 to 6 or 7 degrees maybe on Christmas Day, it might help to feel a little bit more seasonal.
Yes, indeed. A bit sparkly. You do like that little sparkle of frost in the morning. What a white Christmas. There is an actual definition. What has to happen for it to be officially sanctioned as a white Christmas?
Yeah, so generally in Ireland and the UK, it's snow falling on Christmas Day. And very often it's anywhere really it counts. But the bookmakers, it normally is the airport. So like Dublin Airport, Edinburgh Airport. So generally it's snow falling at any time in the 24-hour period on Christmas Day.
Will there be a white Christmas elsewhere, maybe if people are travelling for Christmas?
Yes, there's a chance of a white Christmas in France. And actually, I just shared some videos on my social media today of France having heavy snowfall in some not even very high areas, just slightly higher ground. But there is snow falling more likely coming into Eastern Europe and moving across. And if you're heading to Canaries, it's going to be wet. So if you're escaping Ireland thinking that you're going to get the nice weather in the Canaries, I'm afraid you'll be getting photos of sunshine back in Ireland and you'll be wondering why it's raining in the Canaries.
All right, OK, you can't have that. And of course, for all the lucky people going skiing, there'll be plenty of snow on the mountains. Will there?
Well, actually, it's been a very late snow season. A few people have been messaging me asking me about that. But the snow season should start to improve now, really, as we go up to New Year's. And Katie, I wouldn't rule out a chance of a white New Year's Day. We'll just have to wait and see, but I wouldn't rule it out.
Really? We could maybe. Don't be, you know, building up my children's hopes now that they might get a bit of snow.
There's a chance that a colder air, that high pressure moves a little bit further north, that we might see some much colder air come in, but it is only a chance at the moment. But we do have another 2 months of winter to come for meteorological season, and February is usually our best month for chances of snow. So you wouldn't know, having to keep the fingers crossed, they might see a snowball before this winter's out yet.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, many thanks for that.